Yeah, it's always nice. Obviously, did get the win on the board. And obviously, you're on a personal note as well. It's a lovely feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you were sort of kept away from List A cricket initially and you brought into it this season. Are you enjoying playing with the white ball?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, last couple of years I've always been in the red ball sort of format. So to play a little bit of white ball cricket and try and release the shackles, so to speak, it's nice just to free myself and go out there and express myself as well. So it's nice. I'm enjoying it. It's quite busy now, so each day is a new one and just trying to keep going and get back in some decent form.
You were chasing quite a modest target. You can sometimes get a bit muddled chasing a low target, can't you? Did you and sort of William have a plan to make sure that didn't happen?
Purdy was going nearly run over ball, so he sort of kept me going. Got a little bit stuck early on, but then, as I said before, Purdy was going well, and then Loz came in at the end and struck over run over ball, so it sort of kept me on a wrap, so I could just go out there and do my thing.
At what point did you sort of think, I've got a chance of getting a century here? And then at what point were you worried that you might run out of time?
Nervous 90s. And then obviously Loz was going. And then it just worked out that we had that over of Sykes. And he just said, look, you've got to go this one if you want it. So I said, all right, even though I wanted to block it. But obviously it worked out right in the end. Got a decent win.
You were nearly stumped with a pass amount of time.
I was trying to hit that even further, I think. As I said, probably the same ball, just missed it.
As you say, the game's coming thick and fast, and you just come off the back of the defeat against Lancashire, so it was important as a team to get a win under your belts here.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a little bit of momentum to take into tomorrow, and then obviously Friday in the 2020, so it's rocking and roll. There's a lot of cricket going on at the moment. Obviously, if you can get on a little bit of a roll, it sort of helps you and keeps you in a good stead for the oncoming games.
And you mentioned the game at Trent Bridge. You hoping to play on the track that saw, best what, a 900 run scored on it?
I was obviously watching the game that was on TV and having my other eye on my phone is ridiculous. So we'll see how we go. So you rest up tonight and then we'll come again tomorrow.